This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this day, we want to go to the scriptures and invite God to speak into our lives. Do you know that's what the Bible is? It's God's self-revelation. If you want to know what God is like, open your Bible. If you want to get God's take on life, open your Bible. If you want God to change your perspective to be more in line with the way things really are, open your Bible. Not just for perspective, but for relationship with Him. Because as you open your Bible, God speaks to you in your life. And as you respond to Him, you find your relationship with Him growing and growing. We're looking at the farewell discourse of Jesus, His final words to His disciples before leaving this world. And you know that those are going to be the big things that we need to know and understand as well. We read yesterday that Jesus said to them, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you." You see, your relationship with God grows or goes backwards, depending on your response to Him. Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Well, Jesus has already done that for you and me. He has poured out His love to the very end. But now He says, if you want to grow your relationship with me, if you want to show that you love me, then you need to do the same. You need to lay down your life for me. Obey me. Honor me in your life. Do you know that God's instructions and guidance for your life are the best way to live? Never think God is trying to destroy my life or hurt me by asking these things of me. No. What God outlines in His Word is the way to blessing and the way to peace in your life. You will find that life is never better than when you are following God and putting Him first in your life. You are my friends if you do what I command you. He goes on to say, "No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that you love one another." So he really begins and ends this thought with that command to love one another. And in the middle of that command to love one another is this thing about following and obeying and honoring him. And he says, this leads you into this beautiful relationship with me, with Jesus, where there's this friendship developing and growing because he is revealing to you the things that you need in your life. And he has chosen to expose who he is to you. "You did not choose me, but I chose you," he said. What an incredible privilege and blessing that God has reached into your life, revealed himself to you, invited you to know him and walk with him and to have a meaningful life, to go and bear fruit, fruit that should remain. And that as you come to the Father and pray in line with what Jesus would want you to pray, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give to you. What an awesome relationship with God Jesus is describing. Put him first in your life, and that relationship will be yours. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.